I see you haven't followed my advice from last time, mister. I said you gotta sleep with the lights off. You were probably too tired from a long and busy day that you want to hit the hay as soon as you walked into your house, Poor you. Wish there was something I could do about it. Or maybe you left the light on purpose, so I could come visit you again. I have a feeling it's the second one. Well, you know how all this stuff works now. I explained it all to you last time, and I trust that you listened to me. You seemed to be very attentive last time. Your heart was pumping very fast, and you couldn't seem to get your eyes off me after the initial panic. Is what I have to say really that interesting? Or were you looking at me for another reason? It's nice that you're nowhere as near as nervous as last time. I see our little, bonding activity from last time helped you out. Was my first time really that good? Well, do you feel any more confident and relaxed in your waking life as well? I know your schedule is pretty full, and there's not much I can do about that. But if our times together are therapeutic for you, and if they make you feel better equipped to handle your waking life, then we should see each other more often. More fun times. I hope I don't get in trouble in hell, because, well, you know I was originally sent here to scare you mostly. Remember? Making scary noises and faces that will help you want to avoid sleep paralysis. Not get into it again. We're kinda supposed to encourage you to have a better sleep cycle, not make it worse. Yeah, Satan's not all that bad. Being around the masculine energy like yours makes me feel different things, though. Emotions that I haven't felt before. Oh, gosh darn it. Satan should have assigned me to a female human. Not a male one. Then maybe I could have actually done my job as a hellish creature. Around you, it's like all of my sleep paralysis demon training melts away. Years of academy training wasted. In my section, almost all the demons were female, so being around a male like you is really exotic to me. If you were horrified of me the first time you saw me, just imagine how I felt when I was first assigned to you. Remember I said I couldn't even approach you until months later. Maybe I'm not meant to be a scary demon after all. I should just wait to be a succubus. Succubus. I want to do succubus training, but they said that I'm not allowed yet. I gotta wait. How could Satan see someone as cute as me and want them to be a scary sleep paralysis demon? I'm just not cut out for this kind of job. Especially with a hot hunky mister like you. I just can't do my job right with you distracting me. When I'm old enough, I wanna be your succubus. I'm told their job is the most fun. they get to help out lonely guys who have trouble with human girls. And they do fun stuff like the type of fun that we had last time. Except a lot more. Wouldn't that be lovely, mister? Ever since I had the guts to approach you last time, I've had so much healing energy grow inside of me. And when you're gone, I just don't know what to do with it. This is as strange to me as it's strange to you. I never would have expected for something like this to happen. I guess I should have just told Satan to reassign me to a female human as soon as I felt all these strange emotions inside of me. I don't know how I could possibly live on for the rest of eternity if I got reassigned to someone besides you, mister. In fact, I already reminisce about the times we have together when you aren't around. Maybe I don't care if I get in trouble with Satan. I want to spend more time with you. As much time as I can. I don't want it to end. You know, some demons form pacts with humans. And then after they die, the demon eats their soul. That sounds kinda nasty though. I'd rather snack on you in another type of way, mister. But anyway, some humans become indebted to a human for the rest of eternity, either through eternal torture, eternal slavery, stuff like that. That means you could spend the rest of eternity with me. Just putting that out there. Something to think about. I think my old crush may be developing into something much more. Mister, if you ever have a change of heart and no longer feel the same way about me, don't worry. I know humans are fickle and have unpredictable hearts. I'll be able to sense a change in your moods and I guess I'll leave you alone after that. I don't see that happening anytime soon, though. Especially with how much you enjoyed our last time together. It's a little scary, even for a creature of hell like myself, to feel this attachment to you. I never got warned about these kind of things happening during my training. I never heard about other sleep paralysis demons talk about it either. Mister, tell you something. I want you to become addicted to being in a paralyzed state and spending time with me. A lot. It's not often that you can find a little demon as cute as me in your waking life. I want you to spend all day and all night with me. Even though most of our time is spent together while you're paralyzed, movement of the physical body doesn't matter too much. Or, at least, maybe that's how I feel, because maybe it's just me, but the more time that I spend time with you, the more that I become in tune to your emotions. I'm not completely there yet, but I feel more connected and intimate with you every time that we hang out together. We have a special bond together. I feel warmth from you after I said that. Does your heart feel happy too, mister? I like floating around your head and playing with your hair. I feel energy from your heart and, your head grow more and more each time that I get closer to you. I want to touch your arms again. So manly. Let me sit on you with my legs open and tell you some more stuff that's been on my mind, mister. Like the view? Feels nice, doesn't it? I only want to be so close to a body like yours, mister. No other type of guy could do it for me. If I start feeling some of that raw male energy grow to an overwhelming level, we might just have to do something about it. Maybe I should grind on you to tease you a little. Anyway, I know it kinda sounded like I was joking with the eternal bond stuff, but it's really something that I want you to consider. There are lots of benefits when you get to spend an eternity with a demon. You won't be able to enjoy primal pleasures in heaven. Like the stuff we did last time. Plus, you know, mister, kinda feels like we're in heaven already when we spend time together. Don't tell Satan that I said that, though. So, there's no need to actually go there when we'll have each other for eternity. I know it's a big and permanent decision to make, so I won't rush you. But let me know when you're ready to decide, okay? Unfortunately, Nightmare Lady wants to formally introduce herself to you tonight, so I'm afraid that I can't stay with you tonight any longer. When you're out there doing your human stuff during the daytime, I get sad. I miss you, and I think about the fun times that we have together. I wish I could be with you during your waking life, too. But yeah, I gotta go for now. Nobody really likes Nightmare Lady, and she doesn't like anyone either, to be honest. But I don't know, maybe you'll be different. You're a really likable guy after all, mister. Anyway, just remember, if you wanna mess up your sleep cycle, just leave your light on, and I'll drop by for you, mister. Nightmare Lady will be here when you get out of your paralysis to go to the bathroom. Then you'll sink heavily into a dream state, and you'll find her there. How do I know that'll happen? I don't know. I'm just real in tune with you. Almost like I can predict your next move. Don't look too scared, mister. Maybe she'll like you. Goodbye. I'll miss you.